the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
So the Steak and Oyster on this Friday, just down the road from the Omni. Out in Vegas, we have in this slot every Friday, Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. We'll let you know how you can get all of his information, his newsletter, etc. Hey, Brad, good morning. How you been, man?
Excellent. How are you doing on a fine Friday, Bill?
I am well. What kind of bets could you have gotten, could the public have gotten last night on the draft?
There wasn't obviously too many surprises at the top, the one being DeAndre Hunter going at 4 to Atlanta, and that all, you know, stemmed from the trade that went down, you know, that's yesterday afternoon, because the expectation was DeAndre Hunter wasn't going to go 4. So, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there right now that bet in faraway places, and it looks like a lot of their bets were voided because of that. I think it's despicable by the sports books. People were just taking advantage of the latest news, and that's up to the books whether or not to take that prop down. So that would have been one of them. And stateside, you could have gotten DeAndre Hunter 7-1 to go where he did last night, the number 4 overall pick. And you could have gotten that yesterday in Jersey. So that was one of the bigger payouts. You know, one of the biggest stories, obviously, is Bull Bull falling to number 44. His over-under draft position was right around like 15.5, Bill. So that was one that was one of the major surprises. And by over under 15.5, I meant that there was a 50% chance he would go in the top 15. There was a 50% chance he wouldn't. And the fact that he went 44, that was one of the biggest surprises.
Go back. Explain what happened with Hunter, though. Are you saying people got their bets in, and then because of the trade it got voided, or what happened?
Some people, you know, probably got it in before the trade because there was speculation that he could go that high in the top 5. His over-under draft position was 5.5. So, you know, 50% chance he goes in the top 5, 50% chance he doesn't. But what happened was, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski, he's the, you know, lead guy for the NBA for ESPN. He broke the news of the trade. That Atlanta would move up to 4. And also when he broke the news, he said, hey, Atlanta's eyeing DeAndre Hunter to take it the number 4 spot. So what a lot of people did at that particular point is they saw that tweet from Woj, and they went to their sports books, whether it be offshore or stateside, and started betting DeAndre Hunter props, you know, that he would go that high because there was an expectation that he might not. So I guess some sports books in faraway places, you know, took the void of those bets because they thought it was insider information. I think that's just wrong. I mean, that's just bettors. You know, whenever they don't void bets when there's a quarterback injury and you jump on that news prior to a book change in the odds. I just thought it was a despicable act by the sportsbooks that they voided some of those bets. It's not like people were able to get down thousands and thousands of dollars on an NBA draft prop.
Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com with us. And, again, we will let you know how you can get all of his information. Roundman says, please ask Brad what the odds would be of Clemson not winning the ACC championship.
Well, it's certainly plus money. I've seen it certain places. I haven't seen any conference odds here in Vegas yet, but I've seen them in Jersey. I've seen a few offshore. And Clemson's like minus anywhere between minus 300 and minus 400 to win the ACC. And if I was just doing the take back on that, I mean, personally, me, I would say the odds are like 5-1. I think there's a much greater than 80% chance of Clemson winning the ACC. So the take back for me would be right around the 5-1 if I was running a book. So it's the biggest disparity that I've probably seen in a Power 5 conference, Bill. Right now in a neutral field, in my own power ratings, I would have Clemson at least 17 points better than anybody else in the ACC.
So the next closest team would be 17 points, and then after that it deteriorates.
Yeah, then it only gets worse. It only gets
correct.
Bigger from that point forward. And you know, who is that number two ACC team? Is it Miami? Is it Florida State? Is it Virginia Tech? Regardless of who it is, none of them are in the top 20 in my power ratings. So you go from having Clemson being, you know, almost historically good, them in Alabama right now, as far as a power rating, and then the second-place team in the ACC is not even the top 20. So, yeah, huge disparity there, and I'd be absolutely stunned if Clemson didn't make it to the playoffs for a sixth straight year.
I'll tell you who it is based on the most recent season. It's Syracuse. Now, what happens here, who knows, but Syracuse plays them straight up. Heck, they're 1-1 against them last 2 years. They're not afraid of them.
You're right, Bill. And we do have a line on their game. Remember, it's insert.
Right.
It's in the Carrier Dome. It is, you know, going to be a primetime game on ABC. But with all that said, the line on that game, and it's an early season game. I think it's week three. Clemson's an 18.5 point favorite on the road, meaning that Clemson would be 21.5 or a little bit even more than that on a neutral.
Wow. Rob in the 210. This is a good question. He says, ask Brad how he bets at FanDuel Sportsbook. Do you fly to Jersey, he asks, or does a member of your syndicate that's in Jersey place the bet for you?
Rob, let me first preface this by saying betting across state lines is illegal. And I could go to jail for it. So certainly, you know, one of my betting syndicate teams is a part of that. And I am not flying with my private jet across country from time to time. So I just want to make that quite clear. Just got a guy, you know, one of my betting teams. I bet for him. He bets for me. And we'll just leave it at that in case someone's listening.
I understand. How many people have it set up where you have somebody who can bet for you? Is that common or?
Yeah, it's common for guys that do it for a living.
Right.
It obviously hasn't been that common here until Jersey's become so prominent in the last year, Bill. So before that, I mean, with Nevada, just a couple of years ago when Nevada was the only state, you couldn't do it, obviously, stateside. You'd have to have, guys that would, maybe guys had accounts in offshore places and you used them, kind of as runners. But, you know, we're kind of in uncharted territory here as far as we have some states that you can bet, some states you can't. So it's kind of – there's a gray area when it comes to the laws.
Yeah, when we finally get you here someday, you're going to have to download our app. Man, we're getting big time around here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when does that app go? July 1st?
I have no idea. You know more about that than me, and you're in Vegas, so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all goes down because, I mean, Tennessee's kind of at the forefront because there are no brick-and-mortar casinos in that state. So I'll
right.
be very interested to see how that goes down.
Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch territory is a big Kentucky fan. He says, ask Brad about his Wildcats, Kentucky, and the chances of finishing high in the SEC East. He says, I'm holding out hope for a second place behind the Dogs.
Yeah, I'm at a high on Kentucky this year. And obviously, look, Stoops is doing a really good job there. They're off their best season in four decades, and it's because of outliers, best season in four decades. And how about two of the best players in the history of the school, the all-time leading rusher on offense, Benny Snell, and then on defense, you know, arguably one of the most talented defenders in all of college football last year, Josh Allen, who goes in the top five in the NFL draft. You just don't replace. Look, most schools you don't replace. Even your blue blood schools, you don't replace talent like that, let alone the fact it's Kentucky. So, you know, a Kentucky team that won 10 games a year ago, looking at Kentucky's schedule, I think they got, you know, a somewhat tricky game in the opener against Toledo. If they're not ready for that one, that could be very close. Ask Arkansas a few years back who lost a game to Toledo. Florida at home is a game that you know, Florida's now, you know, a significant favorite over Kentucky in the game of the year markets for that game. So Kentucky would be a home underdog there. At Mississippi State, a dog. At South Carolina, dog. At Georgia, an underdog role there. So after that tough, you know, start to the season, it certainly eases up. They'll be a considerable favorite in their last three games and maybe even a favorite in their last five games. So after a tough start, I think the Wildcats will finish strong. But when you add it all up, I'm looking at Kentucky's win total more in the 7-win range. So I think they go from 10-3 to like 7-5 this year.
Brad, we're going to take you to the break. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
BradPowerSports.com. Go to that website, top of the page. You click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can download past issues of my newsletter for free, including, and we're talking week one lines, game of the year lines. I got all that information and more right now. You can download it for free. You like what you see, you want to sign up for the season, $69 is your price. Well, make sure you go to BradPowerSports.com, click on the Bill King tab, top of the page.
All right, Southern Steak and Oyster, we'll get the break just down the way from the palatial Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wrecks on the I-40 East exit to Charlotte Avenue and on Vantage Way toward Rosa Parks Boulevard. I-65 traffic is stalled southbound, starting all the way on Highway 76, not clearing till Bethel Road. Still clearing a wreck on 24 East in Jolton near Union Hill Road. 440 is slow eastbound from a collision just before Nolensville Pike. Smashville Moving Company. Moving, hauling, cleaning, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
CBD delivered right to your door. Thanks to Ease. Ease has a carefully chosen selection of quality CBD offerings, lotions, patches, creams, and even CBD products for your pet, all designed to fit your lifestyle and delivered right to you. So take the guesswork out of CBD with Ease. For a wide selection of CBD products and great values, go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. EAZEwellness.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Vrabel, you're going to know who's in charge with he's around. You understand what I'm saying?
If you cut him, he would bleed footballs. He is football through and through and through. I bet he can bench press more than half his football team.
Wasn't he down at the Senior Bowl working the sled?
He was. Yeah. I guess at USC, he knocked a guy down. Or
it's a good story.
Exactly right, man.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning and then mostly sunny in the afternoon with your high at 90. Overnight, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a low at 72. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WSNR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Yeah.
it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Southern Second Oyster on this Friday. Brad Powers out in Vegas with us. Brad, we've got a thing on the show that we call the Chalky Five. It's literally a division of teams. It's Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma. That's the Chalky Five. That's way better than the P5 when you consider the Pac-12's not even helping out any right now, so we call that the P4. But the Chalky Five, Brad, the five teams I listed, if there's a team out there, any league, that could penetrate that top five, who would it be?
You had Ohio State in there?
Did I skip them? Ohio State should be in there. I shouldn't have skipped them.
I thought you mentioned Ohio State, and I was just isolated.
Maybe
probably,
I did.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I mean, because they've been such a disappointment, and he's never been able to break through. But I'd Michigan probably just because of the schedule this year. I mean, getting Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Ohio State all at home. Although, I mean, they have tough road games against Wisconsin and Penn State. But I just think Michigan would be most likely to break into that bunch, followed by maybe Florida. It would be my second team just because, you know, if they can beat Georgia, and right now the Gators are right around a five-point dog in that one, I think they could break through and at least get to the SEC championship game. But, I mean, right now Michigan's favored in all 12 of their games. I mean, they're a four-point favorite against the Buckeyes in Ann Arbor. So I think that at least looking at it, you know, from a mathematical standpoint, Michigan probably has the best chance to break through out of those five.
Here's a theory I have about Michigan. When it comes to their passionate fan base, which they have one, they got a big fan base, but to date I haven't been doing the all-or-nothing thing with Harbaugh. And I'm still not as far as his job security. They're not going to fire him, no matter what, this year. But as far as the fan base is concerned, Brad, the believers, with everybody saying this has got to be their year, schedule sets up, the personnel sets up, it's the year. If they don't do it this year, I don't think they're going to have many believers, including the diehard Michigan fans who are with Harbaugh no matter what. If you don't get it done, what would this be, 5 years in the year that everybody says you're supposed to get it done and you're favored in every game, nobody's going to believe you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, define getting it done, beating the Buckeyes, Bill?
Correct, winning the Big Ten. They don't have to win the national championship,
totally,
but you've got to win that game.
And I haven't been as harsh on Harbaugh as some. I think he's done a decent job. I mean, he inherited a team that didn't top – it only topped eight wins, I think, one time in their previous 6 years prior to him getting there, and he's done it three out of 4 years so far. And I think he's been a little unfortunate. I'll just use two games. 2015, obviously, a punter dropping a snap. I mean, that's another win under his belt in the Michigan State debacle. And then, a foot away from beating the Buckeyes in Columbus in 2016. You change those two results, and I think it's a much different storyline when the narrative around his program right now in those two games. But, nonetheless, I mean, the 62-39 last year was completely unacceptable, especially considering Michigan was favored in the game. I think he needs to beat Ohio State this year. That game's at home. Urban Meyer's no longer on the sidelines on the other side. I mean, that's about as must-win as it gets, regardless of what happens in the Notre Dame and Michigan State games. If he can get to 10-2, and one of those wins is a win over Ohio State, I think he'd be fine.
Correct. Yeah, they don't have to win a natty, because I think their fan base realizes they're not good enough to do that. But you got to win that game for the first time since Luke Fickell was coaching the other team, right? 2011. And what is it like 15 of the last 16 years they've lost that game? It's something.
I think
like
it's 14-1. And
is it?
Be interested to see if Tressel was on the sideline instead of Fickell. It might be 15-0. That's amazing to me, Bill.
I know. And something that ought to be 50-50. That is absolutely amazing. And, of course, the most recent look was awful. They got blown out. So boy, other than Michigan, Brad, and I don't really point to anybody out west. I don't see that yet. Anybody, Texas, LSU, would they be close to penetrating the Chalky Five?
Yeah, from a power ratings aspect, and that's, you know, who would it be favored over who on a neutral field? It's not an AP poll vote, and that's, I mean, the difference. My power ratings is all about who would be favored over who. I'm not plugging into a schedule, but I think it's LSU. Well, I mean, who is favored on the road in Texas, a Texas team that everyone loves this year. The problem is the rest of the schedule. I mean, when you plug in, you know, factor in the Texas game, it's just slightly above 50% chance LSU wins that game. And then you got games against Florida, at Mississippi State, at Alabama, where LSU is a 2-touchdown-plus underdog in that one. I think from a power ratings aspect, it's LSU. But even with that said, season win totals 9, 9.5 for them. I think Ed Orgeron, if he gets them to 10 wins this year, is still doing a pretty good job there in Baton Rouge. I'd be shocked if they, you know, broke through and got there just because of the schedule. But I'll tell you, if they're playing, you know, a Clemson schedule, I mean, it'd be a slam dunk. I'd say, hey, LSU's got a really good chance of going 11-1, 12-0 this year.
I'm assuming you're too busy and you have not heard the Zach Smith podcast, correct?
Yeah, have not. You asked me about it last week. I probably should have tuned in a little bit. He was talking about, you know, ranking the coaches in the Big Ten you were asking me about last week.
Yeah, he had Harbaugh number 10. And he had Ryan Day number 2. Ryan Day number 2, Harbaugh number 10. Anyways, on the most recent, this is episode 6, and I do not search out podcasts. I do not have time for it. I'm sure there are lots of good ones out there. I do not have the time. And look, I do this, what, a million hours a week for the last 30 years? So I'm not looking for audio, you know what I mean? I'm just not.
Yep.
So anyways, having said that, I've listened to all 6 episodes. They're about an hour long. And on the most recent one, he says, and he's trying to say he's got the scoop here, about the Urban Meyer and Southern Cal what if. Everybody's floating that out there. We have no idea if that'll ever happen. But he says that here's his source. You ready, Brad? He's got a buddy. He lives in, and you know that geography. You're an Ohio guy. He says, I'm from Dublin. That's where I've been. That's where my family is. I'm a Dublin, Ohio guy. Urban Meyer lives in Dublin. He says, so a lot of us know each other's business. He says, I've got a guy, not really a friend, a guy I know at the post office in Dublin, place you've probably been, Brad. He said, he tells me, his source at the Dublin post office, that this guy says that Urban Meyer is getting certified mail from Southern Cal. That's his source. That's it. That's what you're missing, Brad, by not listening to this.
Yeah.
Right now. So let me ask you this. If Southern Cal is in secret, at least, you know, feeling out talks with Urban Meyer, you think they're doing it by certified mail through the Dublin post office?
No. No, and who goes by mail anymore? I mean, are you kidding me? You can't do it online or anything. I mean, who mails that? What I mean, is it like a recruit type thing? That's obviously not very believable. But I mean, I'll say this, Bill. I you know, if you're asking me what are the chances of Urban Meyer being, you know, the USC head coach in 2020, I think those chances are greater than 0%. I do think there is some chance that he's the head coach there. So it's funny, and we like to make fun of all that. I'd be a little surprised, but I wouldn't be absolutely shocked or stunned if he's coaching in L.A. next year.
We've talked about this too, Brad. This week, really constructive conversation. You think about Urban Meyer. Not only does he deliver when he takes the next job, everywhere he's been, on an incredible Hall of Fame level, he delivers. But he also understands timing. And nobody ever talks about this. When he took the Florida job, Ron Zook couldn't coach him. He had a lot of talent that he had developed there. All they needed was the right love. The right coach. And I'm a Zucker guy. He's a friend of mine, but Zucker couldn't take him where they needed to be. Second year, Urban Meyer's winning a natty. Fourth year, he wins one. Fifth year, he's good enough in 09 to win another one. Timing. Also, somebody pointed out to me, he's also really good at getting out. Because when it was time to leave Florida so quickly, culturally, he lost that team. Bunch of outlaws in there. You got one guy who killed people and then killed himself in jail, and then you got the Joiner guy who now has been charged with murder. And that was along with other guys like Percy Harvin, who tried to beat up one of the assistant coaches in a film session, which is documented. It's well known. It's a fact. So he'd lost him culturally. The other thing, Brad, is he'd lost his quarterback, Tim Tebow. And they had the Brantley kid who they could not plug in to do a damn thing. They didn't have any quarterbacks. So it was Will Muschamp comes in and has to deal with this, and it's not good. Culturally, he had to deal with the locker room, and he had to deal with eroding personnel, particularly at quarterback. So he gets out of there, and, of course, there's a health consideration too. Think about this. Sweater vest gets run at Ohio State. It's bad timing, so they give it to Luke Fickell. Luke Fickell can't keep the job. We all know that. He loses to Michigan. So they go get Urban Meyer. Perfect timing, Brad. Think of perfect timing. Not only, think about it. Year one, he's 12-0. He wins a natty a couple of years later, Brad. And then towards the end, you have the whole snit. You have the Zach Smith thing. He hates that President Drake guy, so they can't coexist either. And he beats Michigan 7 in a row. So his timing, Brad, and all these stuff. Here's what I'm asking you, though. Let's say Helton underachieves again and they're 8-4, whatever it is, and they got to go get a new guy. Could there be a better time ever than for Urban Meyer to take that job?
Probably not, because, I will say this. USC on the recruiting front has left a little bit to be desired, although I guess you got to factor in did Chris Steele now and then Brew McCoy, right, and their recruiting ranking for this year's class. Would obviously go through the roof there, up several spots. But, there's a lot of opportunity in the Pac-12, even with Chris Peterson doing a solid job up there in the Pacific Northwest. Mario Cristobal's recruiting well. But, college football, I want Urban Meyer at SC. College football needs SC, one of the L.A. schools, to be really good. It would just be good for college football. So, I certainly would, the timing would make sense on those fronts. And by the way, I mean if we're all doing the speculating, he's going to be sitting right next to Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush every Saturday this fall in LA. So in the Fox pregame shows. So it wouldn't be too bad. I know Notre Dame fans wouldn't like it too much.
No. Now here's another item, and then we'll get the break. We've yet to have a $10 million guy. Dabo's the recent one. He's 9 and change, whatever it is. Saban's somewhere in there. Maybe with additions, they are $10 million. But listed as $10 million coaches, that's what you do. If you're going after Urban Meyer, you got to go big, right? You've got to stroke that ego, and you've got to have it in headlines in the L.A. Times, first $10 million guy. You got to do it. That's how you go.
I agree with
that.
I don't know.
Maybe Shelly Meyer says we're not doing it. I don't care what the money is, but I'm telling you, that's how you have to go get him.
No question about it. Is SC the school that's willing to do that? I'm not sure. They haven't had a great track record hiring coaches here since like 1980. So, the one guy that did work out, Pete Carroll, I would say panned to that hire when it was first announced. There was not a lot of joyous celebrations when Pete Carroll was hired there back in, 2000.
Okay, here's what we got to do. We got to get the bottom of the hour here. Brad's with us out in Vegas, bradpowersports.com. We are at the Southern Steak and Oyster, just across the way from the Omni Nashville Hotel.
I-24 East on the East Bank is slammed. Watch for a wreck with injuries around Shelby Avenue and a wreck on Dickerson Pike at Briley East. Wrecks on I-40 East, the exit to Charlotte Avenue near the West Loop. I-65 traffic is painfully slow southbound in Goodlettsville between Highway 76 and Bethel Road. A collision on 24 East on Whites Creek Pike. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lover's Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing. In the Reese's Peanut Butter Lover's Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard treats just got happier. DQ, happy tastes good at participating locations.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I love my community, and as a doting dad...
Daddy's home!
A devoted son...
There you are, Joe!
And a good neighbor...
Hey, man!
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Braves are rolling, and we've already shown the East that it's going to be a big year for Atlanta.
High fly to right field. That one's got a chance. That one is gone. It's a chop shot.
Tonight, the Braves hit the road for a huge division battle as they roll into Nationals Ballpark to take on the Washington Nationals.
Coverage begins tonight at 5:50 on your home for the Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Well, out of Vegas is Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. Bill King from the Southern Steak and Oyster right here in the same neighborhood with the Omni. Here's a question for you, Brad. Hawkeye Jason says, what about week one? Missouri at Wyoming. Mizzou is favored by 14.5. He asks, is there still value for Missouri in that game? He says that seems quite high.
Yeah, I like Missouri there, even at that number. I get it. You know, people get scared of it's a unique travel spot. You're playing in the highest elevation. I get all that. But the reality is Barry Odom is a good bully. When they've been a double-digit favorite, in his tenure, and they've been so 11 times. He's won all 11 games. He's covered 9 of the 11 games. Average cover is by 2 touchdowns per game. So they're exceeding Vegas' expectations as a double-digit favorite by 2 touchdowns per game. And the average score in those games is like 55-16. So when he gets an opportunity to put one on a team, he does. I mean, last year, they beat Wyoming by 4 touchdowns, and really the box score said it should have been worse. I mean, they outgained Wyoming by 350 yards. So that usually says, you know, a lot more than just a 4 touchdown win. You know, Kelly Bryant will want to, you know, prove something, at least have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder in that first game. I like the surrounding talent. Roundtree at running backs, one of the more underrated guys. 4 of their top 5 receivers are back. You know, looking at the defense, the leading tacklers back for them. And then on the flip side, you know, Wyoming lost a lot of their best players. So it's also a little bit of a fade against Wyoming, who's been overmatched against some Power 5 teams at home last couple of years. They lose 49-13 against Oregon as a 2-touchdown underdog 2 years ago. And then, you know, last year at home, as a home dog against Washington State, they lose 41-19. So they've been overmatched. And obviously from a personnel aspect, you know, even that Oregon team, keep in mind, was coming off a losing season. So I think Missouri's personnel is better than Oregon or Washington State from the last couple of years, talent-wise. I mean, Wyoming loses Nico Evans at running back, their top two receivers. You know, they arguably two or three of their best defensive players. Yeah, as you can tell, Bill, I like Missouri quite a bit. I bet Missouri in that game. Now, it was at 14. 14 is being kind of a key number, but I like it up to 17. So, you know, if you're looking for the first Bob Steakhouse of the 2019 season, that would be it.
So, and did you get it at 14 or did you get the hook?
Oh, yeah, I got it at 14 and gave it out to all my VIP customers at 14. So, I mean, that's a VIP pick right there on Missouri. One of my, you know, few that I've given out so far in week one.
And you're not betting the College World Series at all, right? That's what you told me.
I am not. And just, you know, this has been the first year that multiple sports books in Vegas have actually offered some odds. Now, you know, most of the time, you can't, if it's just a regular season Vanderbilt game, more than likely you can't get down on that game. So that's why I don't bother. Now, when it comes to the World Series, there's been individual games that have been available, and obviously all your future odds, who's going to win the national championship, those have been available. But, again, even with that being said, Bill, you know, I have like 14 different books here that I check in the state of Vegas, and maybe two or three actually have odds on them.
I think that's going to be a thing in the future. I'm not suggesting it will rival the NFL, college football, the NBA, all that, but I think it's going to become mainstream with all the TV coverage and everything else. I'd say in the future, I don't know if you can walk up and get $10,000 on a game, but I bet you it'll be readily available.
Yeah, I would guess that at least, you know, it'll grow. Now, you know, you bring up a good point. Right now, I think, and I've asked a couple of sports books that have been dealing at the sports book operators there, and, you know, nickels and dimes. So you can only get 500 and maybe 1,000 if you're lucky on these games.
Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com is with us. Brad, I'm going to let you into your Vegas weekend. Tell everybody what they can do to get your info.
Yep, BradPowersSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, download the June issue of the Powers Picks newsletter. If you want a couple of those free picks, I just gave you one, and that's not included, the Missouri pick. If you want a couple other picks, got them and a whole lot more. That's week one. I got game of the year picks for you, and game of the year being the biggest games of the year, your Alabama-Auburn type picks. Got that and all more, a whole lot more for free. If you like what you see, say, hey, I want to get involved, dip my toe in the water this year with the state of Tennessee opening up. $69, you get it emailed to you weekly. I have a game write-up on every single college football and every single NFL game, along with top plays of the week. It's $69, but make sure you're going to BradPowerSports.com, clicking the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
See you next week, Brad.
Right back at you, Bill.
Appreciate it. Brad Powers, BradPowerSports.com, with us every Friday, handicapping. We've got a lot to talk about, too. We'll have the whole world pounded out by the time we get to that first weekend. Yeah, the Georgia Bulldogs are coming here August 31st, Thursday night game, to take on Vanderbilt. Georgia on the road. Now, it'll literally be at Vanderbilt Stadium. Coach Marshall, Clay, Murray. Who am I leaving out? I'm leaving out somebody. Does the Whistler do his thing at the Vandy football games, Crazy Charlie? Do you know that? You wouldn't be able to hear the Whistler at a football game, though. But does he go to those games with the passion that he does baseball? Is he just a baseball guy? I don't know. He does not? Okay. Jay would know. There's two Whistlers. One of them is named Crazy Charlie, Preacher Franklin. Yeah. The other guy, I don't know his name. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even know if you put them next to each other, I wouldn't be able to tell you who's who. I just know one of them's named Preacher Franklin. Actually, in that Vanderbilt most recent game, the Mississippi State game, which would have been, what, Wednesday, The Whistler got through a few times. They're letting him whistle some, from what I can tell. Not the entire time. Not the tweet, tweet, tweet thing. No. Just occasionally he's allowed to whistle in there, from what I can tell. I think the other ones, I read the story in the Tennessee, and it was Adam Sparks. Adam Sparks has covered the Whistler like it's an interesting story, which it actually is. No, I mean, he's got the information. He actually, in his story, describes the difference in the two Whistlers. Their cadence, the way they do it. I frankly, I don't know that much about it. I couldn't tell you. If they both walked in here right now, I couldn't tell you which one is Preacher Franklin and which one is the other one. I wouldn't know. I'm just saying. What's funny? The thing that I like about the Whistler is he really ticks everybody else off. That's what I like about it. I don't care about the Whistler one way or the other. The Whistler doesn't bother me on TV for whatever reason. I have people all during Vandy games, not connected to Vandy at all, say, this Whistler's killing me. I got to turn the volume down. I get it. It's killing you. It doesn't seem to bother me. Now, if I'm at a game and he's 5 feet from me and this is going on for a long three-hour period out in the sun watching a slow baseball game, that might get irritating. I could see that. But on the TV, it just hasn't bothered me yet for whatever reason. Now, I was going to say, when Georgia comes to town, Rusty Manziel's going to come in, Crazy Charlie, and hang with us the next day, too. But when Georgia comes to town that Thursday night, it'll be all of Georgia's fans, which is basically an unlimited group, right, versus Coach Marshall, Clay, Murray, and who am I leaving out? I'm leaving somebody out that's prominent. Vandy Lance still hangs out, but you know what's amazing? Vandy Lance forever was known as the Vanderbilt fan, but he's also the irritating Vandy fan. Everybody else hated him, right? But he's kind of in the background now. Nobody talks about Vandy Lance. It's all the Whistler. The Whistler has basically taken Vandy Lance's star and faded it. The Whistler. I don't know how many of you have seen it. Have you seen the van he drives in, the Vandy van? It's actually pretty snazzy. I know you Vandy haters wouldn't like it, but it's pretty sharp, actually. Okay, we need one more break here from the Southern Steak and Oyster. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a wreck with injuries on I-24 eastbound along the East Bank. This one is around Shelby Avenue. We also have a crash on Dickerson Pike at Briley East. A collision on I-40 east, the exit to Charlotte Avenue near the West Loop. 440 is slow eastbound from a collision just before Nolensville Pike and at the I-24 junction. Smashville Moving Company. Packing, loading, unloading, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For June, try the delicious Italian sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at the special monthly price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Christopher Bell took home the Xfinity Series win over the weekend, and Brett Moffitt the Truck Series win. As the Cup Series had the weekend off, they are headed to Sonoma this coming weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And be sure to like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning and then mostly sunny in the afternoon with your high at 90. Overnight, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a low at 72. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WSNR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
So the second oyster, always a good Friday when we are here, just a couple of blocks away from the Omni Nashville Hotel, where we will have commitments. And remind me, I'll put up the link again for you folks who need it. And if you need me to email it to you, let's say you're one of those guys or gals that says, Bill, I'm not on Twitter, man. I'm not into that. Don't ask me to be on that. I'm not going to do it. But you can email me. That's fine. Email me, billisking7@gmail.com. Be happy to email you the link, because if you're going to get a room there, you have to have that link. You cannot call the Omni and say, hey, I want the commitment special. You can't do that. The link is set up for you to go in, get your date. Now, you're going to want to arrive on the 17th or prior. That's okay. But the 17th is the eve. Commitment is on December 18th. You're not required to get a room. It's just a lot of you come in from out of town. You're going to need a room. You will not be able to get the rate, the incredible rate that we get you at the Omni, anywhere else, meaning at that Omni. Any other time of the year, just for that event. Basically, you're stealing. We're allowing you to steal to get that room, which is good. We're good with that. So come on in on the 17th. The Bill King suite will be available. You can come up, hang out with us. You do not need an invite. You don't need a ticket. You don't need to know somebody who knew somebody. Just come on up. Come on up. Crazy Charlie will be there, and we'll have a good time. Music City Todd supplies a fantastic assortment of beverages, adult and otherwise. Then the next morning, during commitments, during that five-hour show, we feed you. You don't get a bill for that. No. No. We feed you. And it is a wonderful breakfast buffet. Then the bar will be open during the show as well. Now, that is not free. Yeah. Crazy Charlie heard Todd tell us, I can do some things, I can't do that. If you're going to go up to the bar, you got to pay what it costs, which is fine. Many of you did that. Jeff from Chicago, Jupiter Jim, lots of you took advantage of that bar when we were doing the show. Charlie and I are not allowed. We have a job to do. It would not be a good look to be at the bar during the middle of the show. So we abstained. The way you ought to handle it, we abstained. It's not like I didn't think about it. But, yeah, we abstained. You have to. I had delicious crushed ice water during commitments, and it tasted really, really good. So there you go. Yeah, we'll put up the link for you a little later this morning. Matter of fact, Dane is here. I'm going to go over and see Dane. And when I'm talking to Dane, playing like I'm actually listening to what he's saying to me, I'll put the link up is what I'll do. I'll do that this morning. So anyways. Good week, man. I tell you what, this was a fun week of shows. I really enjoyed it. We discussed a whole bunch of college football. Think about the profound wisdom of the guests, and we're not a guest-driven show, per se. But think about the mental horsepower of the guests we had on this week, which are regulars with us. Kevin Hagan owning the topic, which is Alabama. Owning it. Josh Newberg not owning a damn thing about any topic, but Berg was with us. On Tuesday, Gator Dave with Gators Breakdown. Fantastic Florida resource there. Charles Arbuckle, former college NFL player, on with us as well. Griff, yeah, you're all hissing and all that about Griff. Griff was with us. On Thursday, Chris Landry, Landry Football, a brilliant, I mean brilliant football mind. LandryFootball.com. Order his information. You won't regret it. And then, of course, Brad on Fridays, who owns it, who absolutely owns it. Now, there's a name I was trying to think of, the Vandy fans who will be at the game that Thursday night against a million Georgia fans. I left Joe from Old Hickory out. Darn it, I shouldn't have done that. What's up, Joe?
Bill, I'll be number four out there behind Murray Clay and Coach Marshall. Yeah, I'm the number four slot there, Bill.
Hey, if you can come by Commitmas if you can in December.
I need to, man. It'd be a blast. I love listening to it on the radio. I enjoyed it for 5 hours. It was wonderful. I just want to bean count you real quick, Bill. That Vandy Georgia game is on a Saturday because Georgia don't play on Thursday night. You know, they're one of the Blue Bloods. They don't play on Thursday night.
Is that a Saturday? I thought it was Thursday. You wouldn't know.
It's Saturday, the 31st, 6:30. It's a primetime ESPN.
Boy.
Well, not ESPN and SEC Network.
I think Rusty thinks that's a Thursday.
Well, we're going to have to know the Georgia's a blue blood. They ain't going to be playing on Thursday night. That's Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, Kentucky. Them teams play on South Carolina. That's your Thursday night teams there.
Vandy will do a Thursday.
Sir?
Oh, let me ask you this. We were talking about the Whistlers earlier. Does Vandy Lance still go to any of these events, football, basketball, baseball?
I used to see him, Bill. I know he used to stand around where the band would come out.
Right.
And that's where he liked to stand at for the football games anyway, but I ain't seen him in years. They made him mad over the basketball game when they played Florida several years ago. He got into an argument with a Florida fan, and they let the fan stay in the game and threw him out of the game. So that's typical Vanderbilt. There they eat their own, and they're lucky they got a few fans they've got. But
Vanderbilt literally will eat their – you're right. Take care of the Florida guy who hates you with a passion and wouldn't be here otherwise because his team's here, and kick your most loyal – well, one of your five most loyal fans in the history of the school out. There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you just, you know, you've got to be one. You got to want to be one. They're not going to do anything to make you want to be a fan. But you and Charlie keep up the great work, and it's always entertaining. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Vandy Lance at a Vandy event gets into it with a Gator. They kick Vandy Lance out and leave the Gator. Oh, if that is not Vanderbilt personified. Oh. That's the most Vanderbilt thing ever right there. There's lots of things that are Vanderbilt-ish. That's one of them right there. You know what? That game is on Saturday, like you said. I thought that was a Thursday. Well, how's Rusty going to hang out? We're not doing a Sunday show. So I don't even know what we're – you think the great Rusty Manziel actually thinks that's a Thursday night game? Rusty doesn't make mistakes like that, Crazy Charlie. No. Yeah, I'll have to – yeah, and Joe, let me tell you something. There's not a more polished, historical, knowledgeable Vanderbilt, realistic – fan than Joe, Old Hickory. I put Marshall, Clay, Murray, those guys in the same group, but Joe knows Vanderbilt today, and he knows them 40 years ago. And all that's in between. Yeah, he does. So, yeah, I got bean counted there. I thought for sure that was a Thursday night. Crazy Charlie and I already started making plans on this whole thing. I will have to figure it out. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. At BillIsKing. Have a good weekend, everybody, from the Southern Steak and Oyster Lodge Pop.